Showing the world how DC rocks, this is Hometown Sounds.
In my glass, all I see is a double, and the nights, they all feel the same. By the sounds, I know it must be trouble. I'll look back and smile on this day. Cause when things fly by when you are living faster than you ever have before, everyone out here is giving something, but we still want some more. And it feels the same going down. And it feels the same going down. And it feels the same going down. And it feels the same going
Welcome, everyone, to the Hometown Sounds podcast, the only podcast slash internet radio station slash music video blog totally dedicated to all the DC music. I'm Paul Vodra, and it has been a little while since I have been able to do this podcast. Very, very happy that my co-host Tony could fill in for me a few weeks ago and create one of these Hometown Sounds podcasts for you. And this time it is my turn to do it solo on this President's Day weekend. We started out this episode with Feels the Same, the lead-off track from the brand new self-titled album by Black Masala that comes out on March 4th. This is actually one of my favorite bands in DC. People ask me sometimes, you know, what's the hot new band? Who do you really like? And the first band that pops into mind all the time is Black Masala. It's like a gypsy brass band. They play a lot around town. They play a lot at Ziba Bar, and I saw them play there a few weeks ago, and it was really fun. The crowd was into it. They were dancing up a storm. They knew the words. They knew the songs, and they haven't even put out the album yet. So fantastic. Album release show for that is on Saturday, March 1st at the Rock and Roll Hotel with Balta Mare, which is another gypsy brass band that is from Baltimore, obviously, and also Johnny Grave opening that show up. Very, very excited about that. So next up, we have Dead Professional. And I looked at the press materials for this, and that is meant as 100% businesslike, not as a deceased business person. Good to know about that. It's John Haraf. Put out an EP back in September of some demo songs, and this is a new single release that is available on SoundCloud. This is called I'm Not the One.
second gear, steady, slow, 25, feel the wheels start to go. What the hell did I know? Yeah. Trip to your place is a perilous drive. Weather is only a matter of mind. To think I thought you were a friend of mine. Not this winter time.
That was The Grand Candy, a new band fronted by Dan Pluto Cohn, and the song was called Wintertime, which is the lead-off track from their new album NSFW, which of course stands for Not Safe for Work, which comes out Thursday, February 27th, with a CD release show at IOTA. And also on that bill is Don Zientara, closely associated with Inner Ear Studios, who produced the NSFW album. Next, we have Lindsay Deming, formerly of the Sweetbread Gyms and currently of the crazy religious-themed variety show Church Night on the second Wednesday of the month at Wonderland Ballroom. She put out a new song for Valentine's Day this past Friday called Sam and Jenny, which was produced by Andrew Grossman of the North Country. And it is a pay-what-you-want download on her Bandcamp page. So check this out, Sam and Jenny.
Oh, Covered by their horses' fan. Clan says, meet in here at 11, you were late and died. Clan says, princess, so wet, princess, so wet, princess, so wet, princess, so wet.
So that was a song called Patience by a band called Lies About. And I believe that they recently changed their name. Formerly, they were Lies About Butter, which is a totally different name, even though it's only one word off. And I don't know. I kind of like Lies About Butter. I've actually been asking some people what they thought. Most people like Lies About Better. But Lies About Butter is just, it's silly. And it's butter. Everybody likes butter. Who can lie about that? So they have a number of kind of rough demos on their Bandcamp page. Each one is a single with its own album art, and Patience seems to be the first produced song that they have put out. So next up, we have Canine Teeth. This is a Canine Teeth remix of Climax by Usher. Described in the metadata of the download on SoundCloud as post-R&B. We're adding post to everything and figuring out what that means, and it's complicated. To me, this feels like dubstep, but it feels like UK dubstep. It feels like Burial, not like Skrillex, not like jumping up, hands in the air, going crazy with the pacifiers and the candy and all that stuff, but more of the chilly, atmospheric stuff that simmers but never quite explodes. Post R&B, maybe, I don't know. But anyway, Canine Teeth remix of Climax by Usher.
Climax.
Kev Brown, hip-hop beat producer with a track called Clima Tropical, which is from his recent EP Brazil Dedication, which was a collection of instrumentals composed on a recent trip to Brazil. So there's a lot of Brazilian influences and instruments that make up that EP. And I always like hearing really good beats from hip-hop producers that don't have the lyrics over top of them. Sometimes it's a good mix, and sometimes kind of just wish that you could hear the instrumentals by themselves because they're so interesting. So next up, we have some synth pop, which is blowing up in DC right now. You know, I assume everybody saw the flow chart that the Washington City Paper put out a few months ago. This is a band that is not on that chart because they're pretty new, called City on Silt. They have a debut EP that's coming out soon. No details available publicly on that yet, but this is the first single that they're putting out from it, and it is called Above the Fray, Part 1.
Thank you.
Yes, that is what I like. Heavy Breathing with a new song called Hold Tight. Heavy Breathing, of course, played the Hometown Sounds showcase that we did back in December with our friends at Showlist DC. Heavy Breathing was the headliner, and they were amazing. Great in the studio, but their live show is really what it's all about. That was a song called Hold Tight that is a new single that's been posted on their SoundCloud page. They've been doing that lately with a few songs, just posting an individual song for download or streaming. They also are most of the band The Apes, and The Apes, legendary DC organ grinding punk band. I mean, they're really their own sound. Troll Funk, I believe, is how they describe themselves at the show. The Apes recently reunited and played a show at DC9, and reports from that were that it was amazing. And that is almost the end of the Hometown Sounds podcast this week, so it's time for me to remind you that you can subscribe to this podcast in iTunes or whatever other pod-catching app you prefer. There's a lot of them out there. Please, really, shop around, because the Apple one isn't all that good. And there's a lot of them out there that are really good. And I mean, I love podcasts. And if you're listening to this, I hope that you love podcasts too. You can rate us in the iTunes store. That helps other people find us. We're on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Vine, at Hometown Sounds. Easy to remember. Don't have to remember any underscores or dashes or weird characters or whatever. It's all good. Every weekday, we post a music video of the day because we love music videos. Check them out or listen to our 24/7 music stream at our website, hometownsoundsdc.com. You can listen to that stream on your iPhone or Android smartphone using the free TuneIn app. Get it. It's free. There's a lot of good stuff on it. If you want to submit DC music to Hometown Sounds or sponsor the station or give us feedback, you can email me at dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. And of course, to support the musicians you've heard on this podcast, buy their music or download it for free, as most of the songs here are provided to you, and see them play live shows all around town. We got one last song for you tonight, and it's kind of a long one, which is why I put it at the end, because I'm no dummy. This is Tone, really, really good instrumental band. Getting back to the instrumental stuff, no lyrics to mess it all up. This is a brand new song that they put out called Incoming. They last put out an album back in 2012. It's called Priorities on The Cora Records. And they should have some new stuff coming out in 2014. So hope you like it. Incoming by Tone. See you next time.